One side of the bed is empty. The pillow rests against the headboard, and the duvet is tucked under the mattress, and the top of it is folded down, creating a band across the bed. On the bedside table is the book that he was reading. He has folded the corner of the page that he was at. Everything looks the same as when he left it, but then again, it doesn't. His clothes don't lie across the chair by the end of the bed, and his slippers don't have their toes turned towards the door, as if he had just stepped out of them. His scent still clings to the bedding, as a final reminder. On the other side of the bed lies Elena. She breathes deeply, but her eyes flicker under the lids. Her eyelashes twitch. She squeezes her eyes into thin slits, lets out a gasp, and takes a deep breath. In her dream, he is still on the other side of the bed. He reaches out his hand and feels his way under the duvet until he finds her body. Sleep lies over them like a translucent veil, a veil so fragile that any touch reaches through it. She moves towards him until she finds the perfect place, that place where their bodies interlock. They spoon while he caresses her back with individual gentle strokes. He paints her back with colors and figures, and the small blonde hairs on her body stand up to investigate. She breathes heavily, still in deep sleep, as his hands go on an adventure, as if he is a curious boy and her body an unexplored island. She can feel his warm breath on her neck and the light shining through the window on her eyelids. His stiff penis is pressed against her butt. He pushes against her as a question, and she answers by poking her butt towards him and surrendering noisily.